During the mid to late 19th century, the Russian Empire's infrastructure projects proved largely successful in accelerating the country into the modern era. However, to encourage this massive expansion within Russia, the empire entrusted much of its railway expansion to private entities. The Russian Empire's new rail system was plagued by corruption by funding most private rail projects with public funds and leaving management up to the rail providers. As the Russian Empire entered the 1890s, a massive cholera epidemic took the country, but unlike previous year, the country was significantly better connected. One question for today is, how did Russian rail corruption affect the spread of cholera during the epidemic of 1892? From 1830 to 1847, the Russian Empire expanded its railway system from 0 miles to 227 miles. And again, from 1847 to 1892, it grew another 30,000 miles, with a majority of which located in European Russia. The spread of railways throughout European Russia provided the Russian Empire with significant trade and travel benefits, encouraging financial growth and greater interconnectedness between the different provinces, making tourism significantly more accessible. Russia's sheer size, population spread, and the nature of its economy made creating and implementing a system of railroads incredibly influential, especially more so than that of Western Europe. Russia's geography provided three reasons why the exploitation of Russia's railways was so successful in the country. Firstly, in most European countries, the distance between regions is not nearly as significant as in Russia. Prosperity in many Western European countries was forwarded by interconnectedness, which Russia simply could not have. Secondly, in Western Europe, infrastructure already existed to support communication and other economic needs. Horse-drawn carriages along tracks leading from location to location provided an effective means of maintaining associations in Western European provinces. In Russia, very few means of connection or manufactured communication existed. And lastly, the Russian Empire was significantly further behind Western Europe, culturally, due to its proximity to Eastern peoples. The introduction and expansion of Westernized culture and otherwise untouched areas assisted with the shift in Russian peoples. The development of these systems significantly promoted growth and was a massive factor for change in Russia. However, the necessity of rail to Russia made their usage easy to exploit. Russia's inexperience with rail required the empire to rely on outside experience to build and operate the railways within the country initially. To promote private railways within Russia, the government provided extraordinary benefits to outside contractors. Much of the railways were produced with Russian state funds or funds insured by the government to encourage railway production. The management and construction of said railways were primarily left to private companies, which few rules dictated the nature of said management. While immensely successful, this policy encouraged rail lines throughout Russia and allowed for immense expansion throughout the remainder of the 19th century. However, these programs left the Russian government holding almost all of the risk in railway construction and no control aspects. Falling quickly out of hand, most private rail companies abused their funding and ignored any semblance of articulated management. In 1891, Russian railway expert M. Kotoblai described his experience with the mismanagement and abuse of rail workers as inhuman. Despite receiving wages so insufficient that they would be unable to live unless they supplemented their wages by theft, Russian rail workers were expected to work long days, often being given only 5 to 6 hours of sleep a day, and at odd moments, such as during a war period, expected to work anywhere from 26 to 30 hours straight. This corrupt system often resulted in defective service and frequent accidents on a losing bargain for the Russian Empire. In 1876, the Russian government only maintained a single 37-mile line, while 42 separate private companies owned the remaining 11,728 miles. The situation quickly bankrupting the country, and railway construction and management spiraling out of control, The Russian Empire eventually set about ending the practice and began purchasing the railways from private companies to create a more consistent national railway system. However, another side effect of the rampant corruption within these private rail entities was a significant focus on railways based closely on Western Russia. In the Russian Ministry of Transport's 1902 map of the rail, water, and road routes, as constructed by A. Ilyin, European Russia's extensive rail network and waterways are detailed with relation to Russian cities and provinces. The map provides excellent context to the nature of Russia in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, while also showing a significant disparity between the rail lines east of Moscow and west of Moscow. While identifying railways on the map, a central point emerges in Moscow, with nearly all rail connections either connecting directly to Moscow or branching off from a railway connecting directly to Moscow. While having not served as a Russian capital since the 18th century, Moscow remained the most powerful city in the empire. In the 19th century, much of the trade and tourism which supported Russia flew through the city. Assuredly, railways found the most significant profits from trade and travel coming to and from the former Russian capital. A clear divide appears between Western and Eastern Russia, as only 30 lines seem to have their beginnings in Moscow heading eastward, or starting east of Moscow, compared to well over 90 lines beginning in or starting west of Moscow. Despite Moscow only being 250 miles from the nearest section in Nizhny Novgorod, and the massive importance of the river to Russian trade, only two Russian railways continue past the Volga River, neither of which traveling through what was then described as the capital of trade, Nizhny Novgorod. In Ilyin's map of European Russia, there are no less than 12 rail lines that terminate at the Volga, despite many cities and towns prospering across the river. In 1892, Russia would experience another cholera outbreak, the third major outbreak in the 19th century. Again, advanced technology and infrastructure played a significant role in the rapid spread of the disease among the population of Russia. With the condition beginning at the beginning of the Volga Delta and spreading upwards along the longest river in Europe, in 12 short days, cholera spread from its origins in Astrakhan, 1,200 miles to the city of Kazan in the center of Russia. Although the travel of cholera was significantly faster than that of the previous two pandemics, with the 1831 pandemic taking 51 days to reach Kazan and the 1847 pandemic taking 63 to reach Kazan. Despite significant advantages in infrastructure and train coverage, the disease spread less quickly from here. After reaching the city of Kazan in 1892, the epidemic took 12 additional days to get to Nizhny Novgorod, where it took 5 days in 1847. As the disease found itself further from the Volga, despite the advanced infrastructure and railways directly connecting the cities, the travel of cholera took longer than either the 1830 or 1847 pandemics. Despite direct lines to Moscow from Kazan and Nizhny Novgorod, the 1892 cholera epidemic spread quickly to Moscow. In 1830, cholera spread to Moscow from Kazan 19 days faster than the 1892 epidemic. And in 1847, cholera spread to Moscow from Nizhny Novgorod 4 days faster. However, traveling further westward from Moscow, the disease spread more rapidly, where it took cholera 66 days in 1830 and 55 days in 1847 to reach the furthest recorded distance of Volhynia. It took the 1892 cholera epidemic 34. Cholera consistently spread throughout Russia during the 1830 and 1847 epidemics. And while advances in steamboats and watercraft technology explain the rapid travel of cholera up the Volga in 1892, as well as the rail lines from Moscow to Europe, expediting its journey westward, the disease failed to follow suit from Volga to Moscow. An over-reliance and infrequent service clarify why the disease spread slower among the paths to Moscow from Kazan and Nizhny Novgorod in 1892. Despite railways providing more connectivity within Russia, the tumultuous service caused by poor management, Western-based railways, and massive swaths of territory, which received little to no service, resulted in a slowdown in the spread of cholera during the 1892 epidemic, where none had previously been.